Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Thomas to stay with the elusive Washington quarterback who's hurt. Jaden Daniels down and in some pain.
That was just a couple of weeks ago. As you well know, Mike Tirico, Sunday Night Football, NBC. And, well, will we see Jaden Daniels next Sunday night? For Mike Tirico and NBC against the Denver Broncos. Good afternoon, everybody. Nice to have you aboard with us on a Thursday afternoon in the nation's capital and beyond. As we take you up till 4 o'clock Eastern time, if you're listening live, if you're not, you're listening on podcast or on demand whenever you want. Every show, every hour, every segment clearly labeled, easy to listen to, easy. You don't even have to download it if you don't want, although you could, and maybe you should. But AMAC takes good care of you in that regard. And you can listen, of course, to that all on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts, like the Odyssey app. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 is the number for you to hop aboard as we get going here early on this Thursday afternoon. In just moments, we will recap a wild win for the and an important win for the Washington Capitals, and also a win for the Maryland Terrapins yesterday as well. But first, just wanted to touch on this out of the gate. In case you haven't been really paying attention, you all know Jaden Daniels, of course, injured because of that hit, because of that tackle, because of the elbow going splat. However, just for whatever it's worth, something new did emerge late last night, I guess it was, that the Commanders, per Dan Graziano of ESPN, still plan on Jaden Daniels making his return to the starting lineup once he's medically cleared. He could, according to Jeremy Fowler, return against Denver next Sunday night. But Fowler notes that from the original injury, the team loosely braced for a 5 to 6 week absence. Now, that was November 2nd. You know, you could, a loose bracing, if you will, could be 4 to 6 weeks. It doesn't have to be 5 to 6 weeks. It could be 7 weeks. We don't know. I assume that was their thought back then. 5 to 6 weeks. That was a general prognosis anyway. Once we found out that he did not have ligaments that were torn so badly that needed to be surgically repaired and therefore shut down for the remainder of the season. I would say this. I would still be a little bit surprised if he comes back next Sunday night. I would say more likely at Minnesota the next Sunday against a very aggressive blitzing attack. from Brian Flores. And remember, old pal Jonathan Allen? Or, I guess, perhaps to kind of close out my three-game window at the Giants. And again, that's just how I kind of assumed it would work. That's not me telling you I know anything specific, because I don't. And they don't tell anybody anything specific. And they have mismanaged guys' return to health and injuries all year long. Many football teams do it. They bungle it. They mismanage it. They destroy it. They are terrible at it. It's like game clock situations. You know, when Coach Sheehan comes on and he wants everything to be perfect in terms of clock management and doesn't understand why it's not, well, because it's really hard to do. Same thing with injury management, although there are some cases that are much easier to deal with. Like, they completely butchered the Noah Brown situation, as always. I don't think, at this point, that they have done anything negligent with Jaden Daniels. After the knee injury week two, he missed week three, week four, returned for week five, and once he got the oil running through the engine, looked great. And then he played all of week six. That was the Bears Monday night game, which started this slide. And then he was hurt 5.5 days later in Dallas. And you could say, by only missing the Kansas City Monday night game, that maybe they rushed him back a little bit against Seattle. He did not look good against Seattle, as everybody has documented, and as we all know. But that's not why he got injured. He didn't re-injure the hamstring or the knee, even. I mean, complete. Yeah, and you could say it was malpractice. I think you're dead wrong about Jaden Daniels playing in a 38-7 game at that point with 7.5 minutes left to go. But again, the drive having started at 12.5 minutes. Again, I've heard the malpractice term. I strongly disagree with that, but I can't stop you from having your own feelings. But they have not mismanaged, I don't think, Jaden Daniels' health and return to play. The only thing that was peculiar was how early they ruled him out in the Monday night week against Kansas City. But I was told by a team source that that was as much Jaden saying, look, realistically, I know I don't have a chance to play here. I don't want to make this uncomfortable for Marcus. I don't want this cloud of controversy and all these questions hanging over Marcus's head. I'm good if we just say, I'm out. I know I'm out. I'm good if I just say, we're out. But their plan all along from that moment, and that was the Wednesday before the Monday night game in Kansas City, their plan all along was for him to be ready to go for Seattle, and he was. Now he got hurt again late in that game, and we can argue again, whether he should have been in that game at that point or not. I feel he should have, what have you. Some of you feel very strongly that he shouldn't. We're never going to change each other's opinions. So, you know, we talk about it and we just let it go and we just move on. But for Jaden right now, like, there is this notion that they would rush him back, that they would put him out there compromised. They're not going to put him out there compromised. They know the season's over. They want him back. They want him to play. He needs to play. He needs the experience. They are not going to put him out in a compromised state. What does that mean? That means whatever medically cleared is that 100%? Is that 98%? Is that 95%? I don't know. Whatever medically cleared, he would first have to be medically cleared. Hey, if he gets tackled on this elbow again, as long as he doesn't brace the way he did and it goes the wrong way, it's not going to spontaneously combust. Okay. Now, I don't know how they exactly get to that assertion. I mean, clearly he should wear a brace. Clearly he should try and avoid bracing himself, right? But as soon as they make the determination that medically Jaden Daniels is healthy enough to play, then it becomes a football decision. Then it becomes a Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury, Adam Peters. I guess the doctors still would be involved in that point. Brian Johnson, Tavita Pritchard, Anthony Lynn type decision. And that could be a week. That could be 2 weeks. That could be, hey, return to practice next week. Don't play against Denver. Get him ready for Minnesota. That could be, don't practice next week. He's out versus Denver. Return to practice for Minnesota. Maybe he is not ready, and we give him an extra week, and he returns against the Giants. However that gets done, okay, he is going to play again unless he re-injures the elbow or something else in practice. He is going to play again. This is not a question. This is not an issue. This is not even a debate. He's a football player. He's going to play again. And by the way, for everyone that is debating whether there's merit or not, absolutely there is merit. He needs to play. And he also needs to prove that he can stay healthy. It would be nice, right? Because think about it. It's been helter-skelter. Out week two, or at the end of week two, out for a couple of weeks, return week five, play week five, week six, part of week seven, out week eight, back for week nine, play three quarters plus of a game, and now out for week 10, and of course the bye week, so on and so forth. So he has not been able to develop any kind of chemistry, rhythm, cohesion, what have you. Never mind with Terry and the offense, just himself on the field. It is not even a debate. We're not going to have this debate. Should he, shouldn't he? We're not having it. He should. He has to. He will. There was never a question in my mind. The only thing I can't prevent is him getting re-injured again in practice somehow, some way. Or, and it doesn't have to necessarily be the elbow. It could obviously be a high ankle sprain or whatever. Or, where you get to, I don't know, the final week or two of the regular season, and everything is still in complete shambles. And even at that point, for whatever reason, he can't get medically cleared, then we can talk. But there is a difference between medically cleared, ready to play, ready to practice, and then saying, nah, he's good. There's nothing to gain here. That's not happening. If he's medically cleared, which none of us control, even the football staff doesn't control, if he's medically cleared, he's playing, period. End of story. End of argument. Not even an issue. And there is a lot to gain. There is a lot to gain. Cohesion, rhythm, chemistry, timing. Learning how to process quicker, faster. Learning how to decipher different looks, different things that teams are throwing at him. See, everybody thinks a quarterback who has a great rookie season just figures it out and nothing ever changes. It's not true. And it never was going to be true. That's why he needs to play. That's why he needs to play. It's not about wins and losses. It's not about statistics. It's not about us feeling good going into the season. I hear a lot of these debates. It's not about any of that. Jaden right now, quite honestly, has holes in his game, has flaws in his game that need to be addressed. The only way you address them is by playing and figuring it out in real speed at real time, whether the game means something or not, whether the score means something or not, whether the season's over or not. This is not a 10-year veteran quarterback who's been there and seen that and done it all. This is a second-year quarterback whose second year has been marred by injury. Three different ones. It's not even like he had one and he missed 4 or 5 weeks and then he came. No, no, no. It's been bump, 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 bump all over the place. All right. We'll get back to that in a sec, a couple of minutes. The Capitals last night with a huge, huge win against the Edmonton Oilers, the back-to-back defending Western Conference champions who have come up just slightly short of winning a Stanley Cup or maybe even two. So, look, I understand they gave up 4 goals. Got it. I get it. That is a super-powered offensive opponent. They're not very good defensively. They're not great in goal, at least right now. But that is a super-powered offensive team. And for the Capitals to win that game, even though they allowed 4 goals, for the Capitals to win that game without Nick Dowd and Pierre-Luc Dubois, and for them to close it the way they did, granted, with 2 empty netters from Tom Wilson, but the block shot, the effort, the hustle, what have you, a thing of beauty. A thing of beauty. Ovechkin gets number 904. They get out to the 2-0 lead. Sure, they give it right back. Protas on the board early. Working hard, going to the net. Ryan Leonard, 2 goals. The last one on a breakaway, number 4 and 5. Yes, they gave back the 2-goal bulge a couple of times, 3 different times. But they kept adding to it. Every time you thought, oh, here comes Edmonton, boom, another goal, another goal, another goal. And it was Leonard in the middle, 4 and 5, and then Beauvillier on the breakaway. Or the break-in, I should say, top shelf, where Mama hides the cookies. To make it 5-3, and then even after that, Draisaitl bangs one home, and again, here you go. Oh, man, this game's going to be 5-5 before you know it. And it never happened. Every time they bent and gave up a goal to create a 1-goal edge instead of a 2-goal bulge, the Capitals answered back without their 2 top defensive centers. Pierre-Luc Dubois gone long-term, and Nick Dowd, who at least for last night was scratched with an upper body injury. We'll see about tonight in Montreal. And they're off to Montreal for another back-to-back set. I think Savannah on the way in said this is their last of the year. It's kind of weird. I have to double-check that. I wasn't aware of that. But my goodness, if this is the last of the year and this is already their 5th, I believe, maybe 6th, that is weird. Weird scheduling. So you hate the back-to-back, but Montreal is going to be, you know, edgy. They're at home. That place is a hornet's nest. They're fresh. The Capitals are not. So I wouldn't expect too much tonight. But, you know, poor Charlie Lindgren. But what a big, 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 big win. As big of a win as you can get in the middle to late-ish November for the Capitals last night. All right, when we return, we'll talk a little bit about the Wizards. We'll also get back to the Jaden Daniels situation. And I got a lot more to come on the show this afternoon. We're trying to, knock on wood, get somebody on, talk a little Caps. If not, that's okay. We'll make it work as we always do. You can jump in, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, before we get to a big, big, big day for Maryland college basketball and, well, another awful first half for the Washington Wizards last night, and back to the Jaden Daniels situation and another sprinkle of the Capitals, we tell you this. Sports Talk on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. Now streaming on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. It's Landman, now season, the new season, rather, now streaming, is what he wanted to say, only on Paramount Plus. So there you have that. All right. So as you know, last night, and again, we open up the show, bounce around, whatever. We'll get back to the Jaden Daniels in a second. It was a big day for the University of Maryland, right? For their basketball program. As I don't even know how to say his last name correctly. Baba Oladudin, I believe is how you say his last name. I'm just going to call him Baba. Baba is coming to College Park. Now, he reclassified from 2027 to 2026. I don't know how all that works. I don't care. I haven't watched him in high school, but I know 6'10", athletic, range, all over the place. He's probably only going to be here 1 year. The reason why this is a huge deal is because, A, you win him over national powerhouses and great recruiters like John Calipari and Arkansas. What it also means is you get to establish, once again, as Buzz Williams has already done at Maryland since taking over, that even though these guys might not be here for more than a year, this is a place that you come to get that flash in a pan experience so that you can go to the NBA. Right? And while that doesn't always lead to a championship, the days of building rosters, for the most part, over 3-4 years... done anyway. The transfer portal killed that. Killed it. Smashed it to smithereens. So we can't be worried about, oh, recruiting one and dones. It's college basketball. And it's college football, largely, too. Although there's just less players in college basketball. Right? So you have to recruit the best talent, period, and try and put a team together over the first 2 months of the regular season and the summer, as best you can, so that you're ready to go mid-February, late February, into the conference tournament, into the NCAA tournament, and take your best shot. That's it. And then you see what you're left with, whether a kid goes to the pros or whether a kid transfers.
Chris, if I may, too, I think this is big, too, because the big knock on Buzz was he's not a great recruiter. And then he comes in and lands this – which is building to be a good class for Maryland. I think it definitely gives Maryland fans something to be excited about.
I think that's an excellent point. Buzz was always known as a defensive first coach, and I'm going to recruit guys that I know are going to buy him. and give me relentless effort. Buzz knows he's got to score 80-plus points a game to win championships. Very hard to do it the way Kelvin Sampson has done it at Houston. And even them, they've opened up their offense over the years. Right? You can't win games consistently in college hoops if you're scoring 60 points a game. So Buzz has had to adjust his, the way he goes about it. But excellent point, AMAC. You know, down at
Texas A&M.
At A&M. Yeah. I was thinking Texas Tech for whatever reason.
They're all the same, really.
Yeah. Texas, East Point, whatever.
Yeah.
Had good players, not great players, right? And I think this is his second top five-star recruit since getting to College Park. Now, I was going to say, before you jumped in and said, you're right, and you're absolutely right, this is kind of like a culture shift, what have you. I was going to say, even though Georgetown is not considered at this point yet a national powerhouse once again, Ed Cooley certainly has the arrow pointed in the right direction, as we saw Georgetown and Maryland a week and a half ago. For Baba to choose Buzz and Maryland over Georgetown is important as well for Buzz Williams and Maryland. Because, again, not that I want to punish Georgetown, not that I want to diminish Georgetown, but if Georgetown wins Baba, then Georgetown becomes the place to be. Whereas right now, it might be that Georgetown's good and Maryland becomes hot and sexy and sizzly. And that's where you want to go. Right? So both programs could benefit. And it would have been that way if Baba had chosen Georgetown over Maryland. But in a way, because Georgetown is more advanced in their rebuild, I think they can absorb this a little bit more than Maryland could, if that makes sense. You could weigh in on that as well. Plus, Maryland won last night on the court. They were down 5 late and came back, so that's good. The Wizards, they played a hell of a third quarter and some of the fourth quarter. They just forgot about the first half. We'll have the details on that coming up, and then back to Jaden Daniels as well. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn, just getting rocking and rolling here on a Thursday afternoon as we bounce around all over the place right here, again, on the Team 980. Good to have you with us. All right, so we got the report on Jaden Daniels that originally the Commanders apparently expected a 5 to 6 week return window based on the elbow dislocation, and that they fully plan on him being able to play once he's medically cleared this year, as they should. Around the NFL, Joe Mixon of the Houston Texans not expected to return again this season. He has been dealing with a foot injury that he hurt in the playoffs last year, but never healed properly. Speaking of Houston, they're without not only Mixon, but without C.J. Stroud for tonight's Thursday night game against the Buffalo Bills, a game you could hear right here on the Team 980. Meanwhile, elsewhere in the NFL, Alex Wright and the Cleveland Browns have agreed to a 3-year, $33 million extension, including $21 million guaranteed, according to ESPN. He has 3 sacks in 9 games playing on the same defensive line as Myles Garrett this year. Also, one other note, and we will touch on this during the show, Jalen Hurts says he won't, quote, run away from the reported frustration with the Philadelphia Eagles and the offense. He said, I'm not surprised by anything. This is kind of the nature of the position, saying he's putting his energy on trying to learn, trying to get better, and apparently, again, going to be able to ignore some of the in-house problems that are reportedly a part of the Philadelphia Eagles for a second regular season in a row. Tonight, it's a playoff first-round rematch between the Washington Capitals, who beat the Edmonton Oilers last night 7-4, up in Montreal tonight against the 10-6-3 Habs of Montreal. 7 o'clock puck drop, 106.7 The Fan, 6:45 on the coverage, and that's what's trending.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I went to the kitchen during the break to get a diet soda. There is so much food. They're having a Friendsgiving between the sales and accounting staff and whatever, business staff. And there's like, I don't know, four people in the kitchen. Normally it's mobbed at this time of the day.
Yeah.
Because everybody's having lunch.
Mm-hmm.
There's like four people in the kitchen and they've got like a full ham. I think they have a full turkey.
So what you're
mashed potatoes.
So what you're saying is we should be good. Like, because my concern right now is.
Yeah, I told you not to buy lunch, right?
Well, yeah, I was going to.
You didn't eat your fufu salad, right?
My fufu salad. Yeah. We went from bougie to fufu.
Yeah, exactly.
So wait, is
I had
it,
to mix it up.
Yeah, okay, sure. Yeah. One of a kind, Christopher Rustle. Just one of a kind.
Ooh, getting fancy now. Getting formal. Christopher.
Christopher Rustle, yes.
Yes.
Not too formal, though, because, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you told me not to get lunch because I was right. Like concerned. I thought
yeah, I was
like,
trying to save you money.
Yeah, and I appreciate that.
Yep.
Didn't want to get my fufu salad.
Yes,
which is there's not fufu money.
There's like a part of a Caesar salad that I saw that I was tempted to grab some, but I didn't have enough time.
Yeah, so during one of these breaks, we will be able to get a plate and be satiated.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Nobody wants my Dunkin' Donuts munchkins so far that I brought in.
And let's talk about that, too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know we have a radio show to do,
yeah.
But I think you just bought in munchkins, and then you saw that there was other food, and you were like, okay, I'll act like I'm contributing, but that was not my intention.
No. I knew this thing was happening.
Okay.
Because Poet from WPGC the other day,
gotcha.
Not so directly invited Linnell and me,
mm-hmm.
but mentioned it
mm-hmm.
and mentioned the time and mentioned the day.
Yeah.
And I know everybody brings in a dish or buys something or they cook something or whatever.
Yeah.
So I said, well, so honestly, here's what I was going to do. I stopped at Dunkin' Donuts, which is a normal kind of thing for me, right?
Yeah.
You know, I drink, speaking of my coffee, I don't know what I did with my coffee. Oh, it's out on my desk. That Grant and Danny stole the seed for. Anyway, so I stopped for coffee. I was going to go next door. I specifically went a different way to work to get Popeyes to bring for the Friendsgiving.
Mm.
However, I thought, you know, it's 11:05, 11:10. This thing doesn't start until 1 o'clock. I got to drive 45 minutes. And then it's going to sit around for another hour. It's going to be cold. It's going to be meh. So I said, well, let me get something that I know is not temperature or time cooked related. And this way, that'll be my contribution. So I picked up 50 munchkins, which I thought was nice of me.
Yeah, no. I just didn't know if you – that and, was – because like you said, you go to Dunkin' a lot.
I do.
Yeah.
And what did I say to you? You said, well, you know, like I can't eat there. I said, you know, because I didn't bring anything. I said,
I got you.
I got you, man. Because
said,
we're a team.
He said, I got you, bro.
Yeah, we're a team.
This one's on me.
Yeah, we're together. We are united. Joined at the hip.
Any other synonyms you want to get off that essentially mean
team? We have a brotherhood.
Okay, continue.
It's worked very well for the Commanders this year. Brotherhood. Anyway, so that's the deal. There is a – if anybody's hungry, come to 10-5. No, I'm just teasing. You shouldn't come here because you won't be able to get up through the elevators. Everybody relax. Everybody relax. All right, so we've already touched on a big day for Maryland, a big night and win for the Caps, and a playoff rematch tonight. We already touched on the Jaden Daniels thing. We haven't gotten to the Wizards just yet. Let's do so right now real quickly here from last night. Just a, a bad first half, right? Now, Alex Saar did not play, and Alex Saar is their best defensive player, and Alex Saar is their best player, and period. So you knew when Alex Saar was dealing with a sore foot that it was going to be ugly. At least I knew that, right? And many of you want them to lose, but probably don't want them to get annihilated. And if they lose by two, that's all you need because it's a loss, but they gave a good effort. Well, last night, the Wizards in Minnesota, different than last year's trip to Minnesota when Anthony Edwards and a couple of other players, including Rudy Gobert, I believe, did not play and the Wizards actually won there. Last night in the first half, they were getting the doors blown off. Again, they didn't have their best player, the Wiz. And Minnesota outscored them by 20 in the second quarter after a feisty competitive first quarter, but they were down 25 points at the half. Then all of a sudden, they come back in the third quarter and outscore Minnesota by 13. And you're like, okay, they've cut the lead more than in half. So they're down 12 going into the first into the fourth quarter, and they do outscore Minnesota in the fourth, but only by one, so they lose by 11, 120 to 109. Still, I would say, all right, it's a loss, which accomplishes a goal, and I get what you people think of. It's a loss. It's a competitive second half. It's a, for whatever it matters, one second half, right? They won the second half. They dominated in the third. They won barely in the fourth, if you want to break it down that way. They were competitive in the first, not at all in the second, and got outscored by 20 points in the second quarter. Now, I don't know how that happens, but it happened. But the bottom line is, they lost. They're 1-13. For those of you that care about winning as little as possible, and yet still hide behind this shroud of, well, it's fine, we're just going to keep developing players. Yeah. I mean, you develop some players. You develop some guys in some ways. You don't develop good habits. You don't develop how to win. You don't develop what it takes to win games every night in an 82-game regular season and then the playoffs. You don't do that by being terrible, by being awful. You don't do that. Now, again, I will give them a little bit of a break last night. Again, they didn't have their best player in Alex Saar. I got it. I don't know, quite honestly, at this point, why things are as bad as they are defensively. I wish I knew, right? I wish I knew. At times, they are competitive, as we just alluded to, and at times they're like a mere shadow of themselves. Now, what doesn't help is on a night like last night, you've got A.J. Johnson, who they acquired at the deadline last year, who was a recent former first-round pick. He's doesn't play, coach's decision. Will Riley doesn't play. He's a coach's decision. They had Champagne, coach's decision. Anthony Gill, coach's decision. Right? Maybe we don't have to be that tight with the rotation. Maybe we can figure that out. Or maybe we could just show up in the second quarter and not have this gigantic lull that blows out a game, that takes you out of a game. Maybe. Either way, what I'm encouraged by is not only the second half, as we mentioned, but if you look up and down the box score, and if you watch any part of the game, they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in double figures last night. 7 guys in double figures. So that's good. Chris Middleton, 13. Marvin Bagley, even with 13, and he stinks. Keyshawn George, 23. C.J. McCollum, 14. Bilal Coulibaly, 13. Cam Whitmore, 13. He's starting to come on a little bit. 5 of 8 shooting. 6 rebounds. And Trey Johnson, the rook, 10. So 7 guys in double figures. There are some encouraging signs. But God, they just cannot have entire quarters where they are uncompetitive and dominated. They just got to figure that out. It's okay to not be as good. You can't be uncompetitive. You can't be completely annihilated. And that's what they were in that second quarter last night. All right, out to the calls in just a sec. 301-230-0980. I had a lot to set up. We are going to do, and I'm just being honest with you, we are going to do less Commanders-only shows because the Commanders stink. The Commanders stink. They haven't earned the airtime. Okay? So we are going to bounce around more than probably other shows. I'm not going to talk about a lousy football team 99% of the time. Sorry. Not going to do it. So if that's your cup of tea, probably not the right show for you. We are going to talk about the Capitals. We're going to talk about the Wizards. We're going to talk about Maryland. We're going to talk about baseball and the Nationals, and we haven't even talked about them this week, and they made lots of moves earlier this week. We're going to talk about the NFL. We're going to talk about college football. We're going to talk about life. We're not just talking about the Commanders, but we'll get back to the Jaden Daniels situation coming up. Just stay tight on the Team 980. All right, good to have you with us. 7 in front of 3, 2 o'clock right here on the Team 980 as we approach hour number 2. Why don't we get out to lap here in D.C. before the end of the hour, and then we'll get more into what we were talking about and expand further upon it. What up, Lappy? How are you? Lap? I hear him, sort of, kind of. I'm going to put him back on hold. Joe Burrow taking part in Bengals practice again. Jaden Daniels, I wouldn't expect him to be at practice next Wednesday, but there's a chance he certainly could. I wouldn't expect it, though. You could hope for it. You could want that, but I wouldn't expect it. Joe Burrow may be coming back this Sunday. Or they might hold him off until Thanksgiving night against the Ravens. But either way, it looks like he's coming back and coming back soon. He's working with the number one center. Again, today at practice, he was a full practice yesterday. They said mid-December for Joe Burrow to return when the surgery and the foot issue originally happened. Clearly, they have medically cleared him to practice. Now, there is a difference between medically clearing to practice, and I presume medically clearing to play in a game, because you can be tackled in a game. You can't in practice, right? But then there's the football evaluation, the timing, the rhythm, the cohesion, the dropbacks, the this, the that, that Zach Taylor and the Bengals have to make, just like the Commanders and Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury are going to have to make. I think Joe Burrow's probably coming back too quickly. If Jaden Daniels plays next Sunday night, that might be too quick. If he plays the Sunday after that in Minnesota, That seems about right, but maybe that's even too quick. But he is going to play. The notion that he should be shelved for the year because there's nothing to gain or because you don't want him to get injured again or play with a bunch of vagabonds is nuts. That's not the way it works. That's not reality, people. That's not the way it works. Jaden Daniels will play once he's medically cleared. And then, he'll practice once he's medically cleared to practice. He'll play once he's medically and football cleared to play in a game. When exactly that will be, don't know. Again, would be a little bit surprised if that's next Sunday night. But I can't rule it out. But the notion that Jaden Daniels has nothing to gain by playing is the stupidest, most absurd discussion and thought process that I've heard. In a sea of stupidity, that is as dumb as you can get. And why? Not because you're trying to make fans feel good, but because Jaden Daniels needs to play. He needs to figure out what went wrong this year. He needs to figure out how to better deal with bullets flying at him. He needs to figure out how to be less Superman, more point guard. He needs to figure out designed defenses to shut him down and pin him in and control him and how to beat them. It's as simple as that. Period. 157 and change, Team 980. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.